Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
That's right, it's the end of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It is Finding Out Friday. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has advisors, consultants to help you reach your goal in leadership, youth training, workshops, and focusing on the empowerment of our youth out there. You know, our young people are the leaders of the 21st century. For this reason, it is important that you have an understanding of history that you can see through to the heart of things. A penetrating view of history is essential. A superficial one won't suffice. So that is from my favorite mentor, Dr. Zachary Cater, who teaches us the correct way of living so that each one can teach one out here. And our specialty, our vow, is the youth of the world. Out there, you know, this week has been... We are real busy. We have a lot of things going on. Supreme Court hearing on the abortion pill. Violations out there of people's civil rights. You know, when are these people going to get a grip? And, you know, the sewage spill. It is hot, hot, hot. It was hot, hot, hot today. It's going to be hot, hot, hot tomorrow, especially in Los Angeles. And the beaches have been closed in a raw sewage spill. Okay? So we just have to put our feet in that pail of water. Sit out on the front porch, in the front lawn, on the back patio, and just think that you're at the beach if you want to keep yourself safe out there. And for all you ladies, you know, I have a friend. This young lady is so creative and so beautiful, spirit-wise. Everything that comes from within comes out. She does nail art. And I want you to go to Instagram and do Enza, E-N-Z-A, _ nail art. Again, Enza _ nail art. Take a look at her work. I mean, and this is all done with a brush in her hands. No sticky-ons. She is a talented, beautiful spirit, beautiful work, young lady. Check her out, Enza _ nail art on Instagram. So So we're going to get going this evening. Hopefully Miss Tiffany with an eye can pull away. You know, she's still on that project. And, you know, I'm going to start us off with Patty, Patty, Patty. And the song that I'm going to start off with is dedicating to all of those who are no longer here with us in the physical. Because you know one thing, the spirit never, ever, ever leaves. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday.
Love you, and I'll see you real soon.
I'm up to
tribute out there for those who are no longer with us in the physical. But as I said, the spirit lives on. Don't be saddened. Think happy, happy thoughts out there. Remain resilient. They're watching, okay? The spirit lives on. It never, ever dies. And we have the honor. I'm looking here at Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I observe it. I change it. And I correct it with us this evening. Tiffany, Tiffany, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well on this Find It Out Friday. How are you?
Oh, Tiffany, thank you so much. I know it's crazy out there. Your head is spinning, and whenever you can break, we love it, we love it, we love it. We are so appreciative of you coming on. I'm fine over here. I've been going through this horrendous, crazy week, but you know what? Crazy just makes you tougher and stronger. That's why we have to have resilience to keep on moving forward. So talk to us this evening. I put a topic out there, resilience. If you want to touch on it, you can. If not, just give us what you have. Tiffany, welcome in.
Oh, my goodness. Resilience, really?
Oh, yeah.
You always pick a topic. Sometimes I think I know what I might say, then sometimes I really don't know. I guess this is one of those times, right? Resilience.
No, well, that's what the fun of this is about. Yeah, we move on spontaneity over here, okay?
Right? So, you know, I was just reading an article about the Mercury retrograde, and we had an eclipse that was a couple of days ago. And
yeah.
Mercury retrograde is in the sign of Taurus. So Taurus deals with our relationships and finances. And so there's a sense of resiliency because we should not spend, you know, we should not overdo our spending, you know, and if we can save, then save and do that. And so there is going to be some resilience there because, you know, Taurus is an earth sign and it's very resilient to change. It doesn't like to change. So it's like all these, we're going to be breaking negative habits and patterns as we always do, but we're going to really focus on our relationships and see what works, what isn't working. You know, finances are going to be under the microscope at this time as well. So, I would say when we talk about resilience in terms of the planets and Mercury retrograding in Taurus and the resilience of change in Taurus, Taurus is a zodiac sign, I think that would probably be what I would reference today. We'll talk about today. So, but overall, I think, you know, as a society, as a group of people of humanity, we're pretty resilient. We are just resilient people in the fact that, not that we resist change, but we're resilient when change comes and we have to deal with it. So we're resilient in the, you know, of overcoming the change, if you will. So, which is very, you know, interesting, especially since we were just like in the first quarter. We're getting moving into the second quarter of 2023, and my goodness, we're in April. I can't believe it. Pretty soon we'll be in the, you know, the second quarter will have ended, and we'll be halfway through the year pretty soon. Can you imagine that? But I just believe that humanity has a certain amount of resilience when it comes to really looking at something and understanding that change has to come, but not really resisting it, but understanding that it's coming and it's here and we can do it. You know, we're resilient and we can push through to the other side. That's what I think about when I think about resilience. I mean, I don't think about it in terms of resistance, but I just think about it like overcoming and getting to the other side and our strength and endurance in doing so.
Well, you know, and I'm in agreement with you with the resiliency because, you know, in order to be resilient, you have to be proud, okay, or whatever you've done, when you've done it, and for how long you've been doing it. And when you carry that act of proudness there from within, you can acknowledge, do more, or even go higher. You know, strength, the word strength. You know, people say, oh, the strength. I have the strength. Strength is the ability to get through, okay, and to be stronger by acknowledging all, good, bad, ugly. You know, so you got this happy. People say, oh, I just want to be happy. Well, you got another step. If you can maintain your happiness and be resilient, you bring in joy. Joy is a little bit deeper than happiness, okay? Joyfulness takes it another notch up. And then that resilience is that, hey, I've been through this. I can do this. I've done it before. Or this is nothing. So, you know, nothing can take you out if you have the abilities, if you move with resiliency. It's a tricky thing. We all look at it in a different way. You know, I see it as breaking the pattern of thought, just as you said, you know, with the Mercury retrograde coming in, we have to switch it up. But it also includes learning, listening, and sharing. It's a three-part thing for me. And we share our voices of courage and hope and wisdom. That is what we do. But the resilience is needed there. So I feel with myself, I'm just speaking on me, that it awakens me to my greatness. Mm-hmm. I see it, greatness. Because we're all great out here, no matter what nobody say, no matter what that mirror tells you, no matter what you feel, you are great. So I believe in taking the resilience in any way that I have to do and stepping into that greatness and taking other people with me. See, that's all I have to do, because some people don't recognize it. They don't even know they're great, okay? So you got double duty there, and it's all an inside job. So that word resiliency came to me, and I said, well, when she come on, I'm going to let her know, because she'll be able to chime in and let us know how it connects in with these planetarian facts out here. You know, you've been away from us. I study over here, but I still can't bring it to them like you do. So we cannot wait until we get back on track again. But that's what my feeling is on that resilience. You want to, it starts with your pride. It starts with being proud of what you have done, and you have to acknowledge that. You know, you have to go way back, sometimes as far back as you can go, and say, wow, it's not that you're living in the past, because you don't have to live in the past. We can be in the present. But sometimes, as I stated about for you, it's good to understand that history, okay? If it's good to understand the history, because it opens up another door. So that's my take on it. I just thought I'd throw it out there today. On Find It Out Friday, you know, when it's hot, I can't think too well. But and today it was hot. I didn't have to be in the heat, but just to know that it was past 82 out there had me upset. Oh, I don't like heat. I should. I'm a 70.
I know. So. I don't like heat either, but I'm sure our listeners are just so delighted that there is a little change in the weather, and we have a little warmth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And yesterday it was kind of breezy, but what saddened me is because they had the spillage in the beach in Long Beach of the raw sewage, and people couldn't go to the beach. Okay, dude, this is
right. I know. I was
there
just,
were a few,
you
I
know,
think.
Someone was just mentioning Long Beach, and you just happened to say it.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was in Long Beach. So I've been like kind of watching the news and trying to pick up on different things, but I said, this is Find It Out Friday. We don't like to keep people too long, and I definitely, when you take a break and have a cup of tea and can join us, you know I'm not going to hold you on too long because we're women of our word over here. And I was telling them, I had a young lady that, you know, they have people that like to have the nail art and fancy stickers. This young lady is awesome. So I did get information out about her, and she does it from her heart and that paintbrush. She's a tough young lady. And I told her that I would make sure to mention it, you know, because I know a lot of ladies that, you know, like that fancy. And her work is as beautiful as her spirit. And, you know, that means a lot. Yeah, Yahweh has her spirit, very humble, very polite, just very, very well-trained, as we shall say. She had some good foundation, okay, good foundation. So I told her that I would mention it. And also, I know sometimes I send you information, Stephanie Hayes, which Stephanie wasn't with us last week. She wasn't feeling well, but on May 13th, her group, that's the NCNW, will be having their Purple Hat Brunch on the 13th. Oh. It's going to be at the residence. I'll check it out. I'll send it to you in LAX. And it's always a great event. We have some great events. Yeah.
Is this going to be high tea?
It's high tea and purple hat. And they have prizes.
Oh, my goodness.
And they give away good prizes, okay? Good raffles. And it's just a relaxing, fun, connecting, love thing, you know, because they exuberate that love out there. So I will be putting it out. I think the website would be www.ncnwviewparklosangeles.org, because they're the National Council of Negro Women, but they've been around a long time.
Oh,
but they
the National
Council
of Negro Women.
There's the National Council, the NCNW, and there's the National Congress of Black Women. A lot of times people get that mixed up, but this is their Purple Hat Tea. And it is something to attend, because you're going to be totally welcome. The speakers are off the chain, and she's been carrying a series, Tiffany. You haven't been able to join us on mother-daughter relations. Mm-hmm. And
which
leading
are so
up,
important.
Very important, the most important. And the speaker, they will. I don't have her name at this time. I'll put it out there. I'll be speaking with her. We'll be speaking on that topic. So she's been leading into it, you know, how she likes to set up her series and things. But it's been a lot of fun. Basically, I'm trying to find. I said, now I have every hat in the world, and I don't have a purple
I can't believe
hat
you don't have
a purple
hat?
No, I have purple, but it's spelt, and you know I'm a seasonal person, so it's the summer, so I must find a straw or, you know, a lace or some organza. I can't step up in there in no felt hat. That would just eat me up. I'm a seasonal person, and I had the laugh. I said, okay, if I go to the purple hat, I got to find, and I'm pretty sure it's one around here. I just have to get to it, okay? And it's not perfect, but when Stephanie's very funny about color, she don't mean to show up in there with lilac. She mean purple, right? She will get all over you. But it's gonna be a nice event. I think the tickets, I don't really know the price of. I think they're $80, but they're well worth it, because it's a great event. It's a fun event, you know. People, yeah, they do a parade and everything. It is so much fun. So I just wanted to remind you that I'll get a flyer and send it to you so you can pin it up on your secretary's desk and keep reminding you. And I'm pretty sure they have a deadline cutoff date for RSVP. But if it's something, persons that, you know, that are into it, we all know we have mothers. Some of us have great relationships. Some of us don't. But whatever you need, please attend that when it's relating to mother and daughter. It's going to be serious. The way she takes us now, you know, she kind of taps on a few things, but can you imagine what's going to happen there? So I tell people it's nothing like that mother relationship. Mother-father relationship is there, but that mother, that's that cord that had to be cut. That's serious. That is really, really serious. And we touch on, you know, the nice ones and the not so nice ones, and it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. So if she's bringing it piece by piece like that, bringing us series, trying to get us adjusted, I can imagine what the main event is going to be. I don't know if they're going to be.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited about that because I love high tea. But unfortunately, here in Los Angeles, we don't have that many places that do it. And there are a couple in Pasadena. But they've lost the zest. They've lost that sophistication. So, you know, I've heard so many different things about high tea, and I'm so glad that somebody is doing an event that, you know, is that has the high tea thing to it because
it's called a brunch, but we know it's high tea the way that it's set up, but they call it a brunch, but we know. High tea is very important. I like to gather young ladies and get them all dutied up and say, let's go have high tea. Let's go to the Rose Garden. You know, I like to go out to the Huntington Library. Has a tea house there, and it's sitting in the middle of roses, and I just love to take them and just watch them. They are like in awe, right? Oh, those are just like sitting in the middle. Yes, go over there. You know, get whatever you want. Dress all up. Young girls like to get all cutied up. I don't care what the times are. I don't know of any young lady that does not like to get princessed up. Sometimes they want to scuffle around in those cargo pants and tennis shoes. But if you can break them, you give them that experience. And you're right. Los Angeles, we're not culture-based in Southern California. Northern California is a little bit different. But here, you know, we got a mixture of this rainbow teapot and it's just anything goes here, you know. That's a beautiful thing, but sometimes you kind of like want to go back and have some memories. At least I do. So, yeah, they call it a brunch, but it's a high tea. And the way that it's set up, and, of course, you know, the ambiance is going to be beyond beautiful because Stephanie is set up and she does not play. Okay. It'll make you feel like you're the queen and the king or forever. When you step in there, you're going to feel real good. Yeah, it will be worth your while. Just for a nice day of relaxation, if that's a good way to say it, wear some comfortable shoes. Because if you're going to get in the purple hat parade, you don't want your feet hurting, okay? But, you know, Tiffany, with an eye, it is Finding Out Friday. I just wanted to put that out there and to tell the listeners we're going to go out. We have a few minutes left. I don't like to keep you too long. Give us, I don't like to get in your business. When we talk about resiliency as we touch back on it again, what do you feel that we can do to bring about that proudness, to bring about, you know, acknowledging yourself. Sometimes we spend a lot of time acknowledging everybody else but ourselves, right? And to keep that strength to the ability to get, strength is the ability to get, you know, stronger by acknowledging everything, happiness, joyfulness, and resilience. I listened to this young man. I love him. He is so real and authentic. His name is MJ Harris. And he has a channel, and sometimes I tune in. And he was speaking on strength. And you just listen and you just blend in. Because if you have your strength, nothing can take you out. You have the ability to get through anything. And I mean anything. So on your take, what would you say? How do you exercise your strength? How would you encourage someone to gather more strength, or what would you look for and give you the indication that maybe this person needs a little bit of inspiration? What do you look for when you look for strength in an individual? I just want to put it out there briefly.
Well, you know, as we were talking, I, you know, Googled the word resilience in the dictionary, and it says the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's perfect timing because that's what Mercury retrograde does. So you really have to, you'll be challenged And especially since it's in Taurus and we're dealing with relationships and finances and the usual things about the Mercury retrograde, you know, the suggestion is just to go with the flow. It'll be a little bumpy, as most of them are, but once you overcome the difficulties, you'll see the power in what just happened with the Mercury retrograde. Again, I just believe, you know, we talk about Find Out Fridays, and sometimes we talk about things that we found out, and we found out, well, I found out about, you know, the District 10 that's in Los Angeles and some of the changes that are taking place, and that the people in that district, we're definitely probably going to see a change because they're trying to keep old people in some of these positions, but yes, the people of that district are not standing for it. They're standing for, like, we need change, we need to get new people in there.
And they're getting new people in there. Yes, you're right.
Yes, right? So, you know, they've been really good. You know, the people in that district have been really good, but I love it because overcoming the difficulties, and I know they will overcome those changes and difficulties because it has been difficult since a particular person, you know, had to resign and all the changes that came with that. But, I mean, you know, as a people, we're just resilient. We understand that change comes with difficulty, come with challenges, but we always overcome and get to the other side of it.
You're talking about District 10. I don't know if you know that that is my district. So what you're saying is absolutely correct. I am District 10, and there is change there. There's some change leaders getting ready to step up in there and make the change. And my favorite person, and you know who she is. But it is change. Everything has changed around, but I'm District 10. So with some of the experiences that I've been experiencing with senior, not for myself, senior treatments, senior health care, because, you know, when you go over 30, they think you're crazy and try to tell you anything. Well, I've been observing. I've been speaking with persons that are going through it. And for the 2019, I was on the ballot for that, and it was senior information. But now it's gotten a little deeper to the homelessness. It's going into, you know, the mental balancing, you know. I don't like to use the word. I really don't like to use the word mental wellness. I want to call it something else. But the more I hear, and the more I see, and the more I get out and mix and mingle, I say, it's time for me to put on that suit. So you're talking about my district, and I will agree with you. They got some no-nonsense people up in there, and there will be a change. These are not change makers that are stepping into these districts. These are change leaders, and there's a difference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's so ironic. You mentioned, many, many districts around, but this one, and it covers a lot of territory, and it's been a lot of stuff, and we are part of it. So the more I try to run from it, the more I think about it, and it was so ironic. And, you know, we don't get political on here, because we all political. You know, wake up, it's time to get busy, time to get to doing that research, and telling my young adults, get busy. Get in with some organization. Learn the back end of how this all works. If you learn the back end of it, you'll understand the front when you approach to it, and you'll know what to do about it. So it's so ironic you brought that up, Tiffany, with an I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're in another district, and you're talking about the mighty 10. Yeah, it's getting ready to be some changes.
And it's a very, when you, talk about resilience, it's a very resilient district because it has gone through so many changes and they've overcome so many things for so many years. But just recently, in the past five, I would say, it's been very tumultuous, but they made it. They've overcome and, you know, withstood the test of time of all their challenges and difficulties. So definitely a very resilient district.
Well, I'm so glad you brought it up. You know, we started at a certain time, but I guess this is a good time to talk about it. And I was just smiling over here when I heard that pen come out of your mouth. But I can tell you, full of nothing but resilience, authenticity, honesty, and want things done the correct way. Okay, you got some up in here. You got some change leaders here, okay? And some coming in that if anybody had any doubt about, they'll no longer have doubt because they take care of business. Yes, there are people that are truly, truly from their heart, from their life for the people. Truly. And when you circulate with them and blend with them and get to know them, you know who's who. But I can tell you, change leaders are here. That's all I got to say. So, folks, get out and get to those ballots. Start doing your research. We'll be putting it out here because, you know, we're revving it up. So I'll have persons come on. You know, I have my favorite people. And when they're ready, I'm ready. And so we'll be able to educate you listeners out there and help the, not tell you, and not here to tell you what to do, but we'll put some on your mind so you can think about it. Because it's all about us and what we desire and what we need. And I tell persons all the time, Tiffany, these young adults, they're not having it. Okay, they're not having it. The old way will never go. Things will never be done the way that they were done. And you definitely have to be upfront and authentic with this youth because they're not having it. They will shut you down immediately. You better know what you're talking about. So I'm looking for my troops out there. You know, I like that youth. So I put on your tennis shoes and come on with Aunt Linda. Okay, because we're getting ready to get busy. We're getting ready to get busy. So thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Getting my head jump on it. Letting everybody know what's happening. I told them that I was going to do a patty night because I wasn't sure if you would be able to join us. But I'm so glad that you did join us because you put another spin on it. But you put the correct spin on it, the ones that we're going to start moving about anyway from now on because it's time. District 10, no, you're not in District 10. You're over on the other. I don't know. Are you in District 10? Are you with us?
I used to be in District 10 for many years, for many, many years.
Okay.
And I know that district very well.
Okay.
So it's a very vital district. It's a big district.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Council district, and a lot of things happen in that district. You know, there's a lot of activity. More so than any of the districts, the council districts that I know of, that I'm familiar with, that has a lot of activity.
Well,
and
you know,
very proactive.
Yes, very proactive, and things are getting ready to happen. And I will speak with you. You know, they're going a lot in person. You know, with the clubs and everything. So once that starts happening, you know, I know you like to see all sides of it. I'd like to invite you as my guest when I get ready to move my head out there. But I'm really thinking about putting on this suit. So y'all look out, listen out there. And I'm going to need all my supporters and every day. I don't know which way I'm going to go, but I think it's about time to go. Okay? Because change leaders are here. We were always about change. We wanted change. We was advocates. Then we became makers. But when them leaders step up, the change is getting ready to happen, okay? And I'm telling you, Tiff, thank you. I'm going to let them know you came on here talking about them. You know, a former District 10 person. As soon as I get off, I'm going to call my favorite person, you know, my favorite. But as I stated, you know, I've been in the front lines. You've been on the front lines, too, but I like the back end because you already know what it takes to move out on the front end. And I
exactly,
picture you.
Right?
Yeah. You know what you get when you're on the front end. You know what's out there. You learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's your training. You see who's with you, who's not with you, which way you have to go, if you have to stand on the left or the right side of the sidewalk, or if you have to straddle it. So when you know that front end, you can maneuver and be a very a great support from the backside, because you know which way to go. It's fun. It's an experience. Like I said, that's what it's all about. Each one teach one. But on that note, I'm not going to keep you, and I'm going to tell you thank you again. This is Tiffany with an I. I see it, I observe it, I change it, and I complete it with us on this evening. And we have given you a little bit of everything. But I'm going to leave with you. Be proud of what you do and what you have done, and continue to be resilient. Chris is like, what can I say? I want to hit this chime over here and let it ring all over the world so that the people will know that it's all about the people, okay? It's all about the people. People, it's about you. You put them in, you can take them out. Open up your ears. Start doing your research, okay? Change leaders are here. But keep in mind, leaders are followers and followers are leaders, so we all have to blend in this together. Tiffany, we love you. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Others have to deal. We care, share, we love all through the land.